big deal. This is the first African head of state to get a state visit during the Biden administration, and in fact, the first African head of state to grace the White House for a state visit since 2008, when Ghana's president came. So this is a signal, the White House told me earlier this week, that the White House, that Washington really respects Kenya's efforts to step up on the world stage. They're referring, of course, to their decision to send about 1,000 security forces to Haiti, which is the unstable Caribbean nation that is riven by gang violence. So this visit is meant to communicate from the White House's side that they value Kenya as an ally. And perhaps there's no greater indication of that than what President Biden announced this morning at the arrival ceremony, which is that he intends to make Kenya a major non-NATO ally. Only about 19, 20 countries have this qualification, and they enjoy special access to weapons sales, military training, a lot of the benefits that NATO members enjoy, but without, of course, the mutual security agreement that ties NATO together. So this is a big deal, and it's combined with big announcements. So it's not just pomp, but it's also substance.
What are the elements of this visit?
Sure. So I think you probably want me to start with the flashiest part, which is the dinner. There are going to be some 500 guests at the dinner tonight, a big state dinner with a gospel choir and country singers. And of course, there will be red meat on the menu. As many Kenyans know, this is a fixture at any Kenyan feast. So we're going to have that. But ahead of that, and right now as we speak, President Biden and President Ruto's delegations are meeting and talking about a raft of agreements, everything from technology to security assistance to climate management, education, health, and more. The only thing that they're kind of not talking about is the thing that Kenya and other African countries generally go to China for, which is roads, bridges, hard infrastructure. Those are usually covered by the Belt and Road Initiative, which is the $1 trillion initiative that spans the globe, and Africa's the biggest beneficiary. So this is a visit that where they're making lots of agreements about development and recognizing Kenya as a major partner of the U.S.
Let's talk about priorities. What are the White House's priorities during the visit?
Right. So, as